Hello? What do I want? I want Cadbury.
The Cadbury Show! Hello, Elsie. Tell me, if you had one wish that could really come true, what would it be?
I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
Why, Elsie, that's a lovely thought. And Christmas is such a wonderful time, especially for the children.
You're right, Mr. Galsworthy. Do you know, I took the little girl next door into town to see Father Christmas. And we saw him in one shop, and then we saw him in another, and then we went to another shop, and he was in there too.
Really?
And you know, the little girl turned round, and she said to me, "Poor old Santa, he just can't hold a job."
Well, isn't that cute? But Elsie, have you noticed what they've done in Cuckoo Avenue?
No.
Why, the street is lined with Christmas trees. It just happened overnight.
Yes, I know. I saw a little dog this morning rubbing his eyes. He just couldn't believe it.
Well, the only complaint I've got about Christmas is the price of the presents.
Oh, things are expensive. Nowadays, when you go into the lay-by department of a shop, they don't play jingle bells. They play till the end of time.
But there's one thing I count on at Christmas.
Your fingers?
No. Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate, Elsie. There's top chocolate value as well as deep-down flavor in this presentable, pleasure-providing, popular palate pleaser.
Would you mind spraying that again, please?
It's true, Elsie. My gift buying is easy because I include a block or two of Cadbury's Dairy Milk. Everyone I know loves that smooth, creamy flavor, plus that goodness which comes from a glass and a half of milk. Milk, fresh, creamy milk. You've only to snap open that purple and gold wrapper, take a big, deep bite, and you can really taste the milk in Dairy Milk. You take my advice, Elsie. Lay in a stock of Dairy Milk chocolate for Christmas.
Talking of Christmas, Reg, you didn't wish me the compliments of the season.
Didn't I, Elsie? Oh. Well, here's a compliment that has no season. You've got good taste, Elsie.
Well, thank you, Reg. But why'd you say that?
Well, Elsie, anyone can see that by the way you wear your clothes, the way you walk, the way you make Dairy Milk chocolate, your cue for I Want Cadbury.
Min, give me a hand with the decorations. I've been trying all the morning to pin these balloons on the wall.
Well, I've been looking for some mistletoe, but I can't find any.
Well, just hang up some old parsley. We'll know what it means.
Parsley? Why, they put that over cold mutton.
Well, it's just a thing for you to get under, Min.
You know, Elsie, these red lanterns that Purse brought in look vaguely familiar.
Oh, so they should. They used to hang on the danger sign by that hole out in the road.
The workmen wouldn't like that.
They don't mind. All sorts of people drop in on them.
Well, are you getting on with the Christmas dinner, Elsie?
Oh, I'm roasting that chicken Purse brought home for us.
Elsie, that wasn't a chicken, that was a cockatoo.
Well, never mind, Min. There's a nice Christmas pudding to follow. I'm going to pour kerosene over it and light it.
Kerosene? Eh, you should use brandy.
I know, but kerosene's so much cheaper. And besides, you know, it's not the actual burning, it's the spirit in which the thing is done.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. Oh, boy, that guy looks me in such a funny way, hey. Hello, Dillybean. Look who's here. It's Purse, your battle of fun.
Barrel's right, and the sooner you get rolled out, the better.
And a Merry Christmas to you too, Min.
Ah, Purse, you'd best up like Father Christmas, but that colour doesn't suit you.
No, the bank manager said that.
The bank manager?
Yeah, he said he was sick of seeing me in the red.
How do you like the whiskers?
Ah, they're on the nose.
I noticed that. They should have been on your chin.
Come off it. Look, Father Christmas is here and you haven't told him yet what you want. What would you like, little girl?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. Come on, it's Father Christmas. Would you like a cracker?
A Christmas cracker?
No, a cracker cross... Well, never mind. Now, what about this other little girl?
Oh, Santa Claus. Have you got a doll that says Ma?
No, I haven't, but I've a gun that says Pop.
I don't want a gun. I want a water pistol that squirts ink.
Now. You're not the sort of girl who squirts ink at other little girls, are you?
No, I squirt at little boys. Hey, Father Christmas, where's your sled?
It broke down. I had to leave it at home. Wouldn't that slay you? Get it? Slay. Slay. Oh, skip it.
Oh, dear. Christmas is a lot of fun.
Yeah, Jelly Bean. I like dressing up like the real Father Christmas and putting on these false whiskers. I get a kick out of it.
Yeah, but you get a kick out of so many places, don't you, Purse?
Well, now, let's change the subject. What do you think of our new boarder, Min?
What's this? New boarder? I didn't know you had a new one.
Oh, yes, she moved in yesterday. She's very nice, but I think she's lonely. Oh, here she comes now.
Hello, Santa Claus. You going to put something nice in my stocking?
I don't think I could improve on what's in it already.
Purse, I'd like you to meet my new boarder, Miss Hipswitch.
Glad to know you.
You know, this is the closest I've been to Santa Claus. Except when I was a little girl and I sat on his knee.
I can soon fix that for you.
I don't think you'd enjoy sitting on Purse's knee. He's a bit worried about it being broken.
Aye? Well, my leg isn't likely to be broken.
Want a bet?
Oh. I think you better stand, Miss Hipswitch.
Oh, you can cut out the miss.
You can cut out the mister.
And you can cut out the nonsense. Now, listen, Miss Hipswitch. I was wondering what arrangements you'd made for Christmas dinner. You're welcome to have it with us if you like.
Oh, I'd love to have my Christmas dinner with you. Oh, do you have real silver in the pudding?
Oh, yes, always plenty of silver. Only hope nobody swallows a fork.
Elsie always serves Christmas dinner in a sort of traditional manner. After you've finished your chicken and you've pushed the bones to one side so they won't be in the way, Elsie comes in carrying the pudding, which is in flames. And I always say there's nothing better than Elsie's flame and pudding.
I can see that you'd like to get into the Christmas spirit.
What did you say, Ian?
I said I can see that Purse likes to get into the Christmas spirit.
Oh, yes. You know, last Christmas, Purse gave me a lovely present.
What was it?
Oh, it was lovely. 18 carats it was.
Goodness, solid gold.
No, just 18 carats. But they did my eyesight the world of good.
Hey, bet you can't guess what I got for you this year.
Oh, Purse, what?
Here you are, Jellybean. Merry Christmas.
Oh, it's a cornucopia.
No, that's not a cornucopia. It's an ear trumpet.
Well, it's exactly what I've always wanted. But I'll have to take lessons in blowing with my ear.
Well, go on, give him a kiss.
A kiss? All right. You ready, Purse?
Of course I am. I can even take cod liver oil without flinching. Here, where'd me Santa Claus beard go?
It's stuck to my face, Purse. Tastes like fairy floss. Well, I suppose you'd like your present now.
Oh, please yourself, Jellybean.
Well, here you are, Purse. Merry Christmas.
Gee, I wonder what it is. Oh, Jellybean. These aren't any good to me. I'll never have any use for them.
What are they, Purse?
Workman's overalls.
Oh, I'm sorry, Purse. I'll change them for you if you like.
Oh, I was only joking, Jellybean. Here, give us another kiss. I don't know the meaning of the word fear.
Oh, that was wonderful. Now the whiskers are back on your face.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to send this Christmas card to a boy I know in the country.
What's that picture on the card?
It's Scott crossing the North Pole, and I've written on it, "Having a wonderful time. Wish you were there."
Funny sending a card to someone you don't like.
That's nothing. You should see the verse I've written. Christmas comes but once a year, our hearts will always soften. But if I see you once again, it'll still be twice too often. Cheers, dear.
Oh.
Hello, Elsie, and Merry Christmas to you.
And the compliments of the season to you, Mr. Alan Code.
I've a little present for you, Elsie.
Have you?
Yes, it's my Boy Scout ring. Oh. Look,
If you hold it up, it tells you if it's going to rain.
That's wonderful.
And if you hold it down, it's a compass. And if you turn it round and round on your finger...
What happens?
Your finger turns green.
Oh. I think you better stick to singing songs, Ellen.
Good boy's time, I thought a foreign clime were I. May I find that a heart's more kind than I leave behind. And so I go to fight a savage foe, though I know I'll be sometimes missed by the girls I've kissed. In some Abyssinian French dominion I shall do my bit and pull for the flag if I must. Where the desert sand is nice and handy, I'll be full of grit. You won't see my heels for the dust. It's do what I, you'll know the reason why when told of the opposed last hand for the fatherland. My heart is broken, but what can I? Such pride inside of me has woken. I'll try my best not to cry by and by when the final fair words must be spoken. I'll join the Legion, that's what I'll do. And in some far distant region where human hearts are staunch and true, I shall start my life anew. Some Abyssinian French dominion, I shall do my bit and pull for the flag if I must. Where the desert sand are nice and handy, I'll be full of grit. You won't see my heels for the dust.
Christmas time is the time for double helpings of good things to eat. So Christmas is the time to enjoy Cadbury's Toasted Almond Chocolate. Toasted Almond is the two-fold combination of smooth, creamy dairy milk chocolate plus crisp, crunchy almonds toasted to full flavor. These two flavors in one chocolate make Cadbury's Toasted Almond top chocolate value. Call in for a block of Cadbury's Toasted Almond tomorrow. Toasted Almond is an extra special chocolate treat. An extra special reason for I Want Cadbury.
Hi, Jellybean. Have you ever stopped to think of how Father Christmas ever started?
Yes, Percy. I've often wondered where he came from.
Oh, I can tell you that.
Well, Smarty, where did Father Christmas come from?
Straight out of a sick bed.
Oh, Mr. Hercules.
Here you are. Next year's calendar with me name printed on it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. The idea is to look at the date and then think of your greengrocer.
The only part of the date that reminds me of you is the pip.
Now, Mr. Herc, are you celebrating Christmas in any way?
Oh, yes. I have my supply of alcohol ready in store.
Alcohol? But you're not a drinking man.
No, that's right. But every Christmas, just before dinner, the family gather around the table and I bring out the alcohol and...
Yeah?
We all have a good old rub down.
Mr. Hercules, are you going to help us out of the social club Christmas breakup?
Oh, yes. I'll do my usual dance.
What dance is that?
St. Vitus's. I won long as you take part in the pantomime, Mr. Hercules.
Oh, no. Not after last time. I played the part of Aladdin.
Ah, but this year we're putting on Cinderella.
Jellybean's been training all the actors. She's the coach.
Yes. I could imagine her. Which end do you hitch the horses to?
I was thinking that Minnie'd be good as Cinders.
Do you really think so, Purse?
Yeah. Your clothes always look as though they've turned to rags.
Why, you?
Purse, are we anti-social blokes doing anything special for Christmas?
Don't tell me you're in that too, Mr. Hercules.
Of course he is. He's against the doctors. Just look at them. They spend all their time helping sick people. They just don't care what happens to us healthy ones. It won't be long before we have all the men stopping work. I've got a new slogan. I'm dead hot on slogans.
What is it?
Stop work.
Hooray! By the way, where's the party holding the Christmas do?
The party club rooms.
The club rooms?
You know, cell 11, block 3. We're having it a bit earlier this year. Otherwise, Harry Adams is in the condemned cell, wouldn't be able to attend.
Oh, now, that's enough of that, Purse. I want some fruit from Mr. Hercules. I'd like some tangerine.
Well, I'll do my best. Tangerine, she is all that.
Look, I'll just have a bunch of shallots. No, not that bunch, this one.
You've picked out the best one there.
That's because I know my onions.
Yes, and when you've eaten them, everyone else knows it. Well, I'll wish you all the best. But I'm not going to wish me doctor anything. I reckon he's got the knife into me. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Elsie. Merry Christmas to you.
And the same to you, Babs, darling. Babs, are you cooking your own Christmas dinner?
Oh, no, Elsie. I don't know how.
Oh, Babs, when I was a girl, I had a flair for cooking.
When you were a girl, everybody cooked with flares.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They'd never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They'd never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved him as they traveled out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
With Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, you go down in history.
Take a look around your nearest chocolate counter, and you're sure to see Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. Yes, any chocolate counter anywhere in the six states. That purple and gold Dairy Milk wrapper is everywhere because no matter where you go, people are asking for the chocolate they love best. And there are good reasons why Dairy Milk is tip-top favorite. In every block, there's nourishing, satisfying Cadbury quality chocolate, plus a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk. Make it a grand eating habit to enjoy a block of Dairy Milk whenever you're out. For nourishing goodness and flavor you can rarely taste, make Dairy Milk your cue for I Want Cadbury's.
Hey, Jelly Bean, you know, if you've got the parts written out, we could put on a panto of our own. We could get Minnie and Miss Hipswich to take a part. And Mr. Hercules is only in next door.
Oh, that would be fun. Well, you run out and get Mr. Hercules and I'll get the girls. I haven't had so much fun with the show since I played in the bad girl of the family.
What caused all the fun in that show?
The bad boy of the family.
This should be fun, Elsie. I haven't been in a play since that nice young fellow used to write them specially for me.
Yeah, I suppose you miss Bill Shakespeare.
Now, listen, that's quite enough of that. Now, Purse, you'll be Prince Charming, I'll be Cinderella, and Minnie, you'll be one of the ugly sisters.
I didn't say a word.
And you'll be the other ugly sister, Miss Hipswich, and Mr. Hercules, you'll have to be the fairy godmother.
Righto.
Now, Cinders is in the kitchen sweeping the floor, see? There's a pot of water boiling on the stove, and Cinders, very lonely, speaks to the pot.
You mean speaks to Purse?
No, the pot of water. Now then, you ready, girls?
Yes.
Right, well, let's go. Ah, poor little me. My two dear sisters received invitation to the prince's ball, but I must stay here in the kitchen and do the cleaning. While they mince with the prince, I'll frolic with the carbolic.
Cinders, tie up my picture hat for me.
You in a picture hat?
Yeah. Cinders, look at me. Is my makeup right?
No, dear sister, it's too thick.
Oh, dear, I'll have to take it off.
I'll light the blow lamp.
Well, you must hurry up, sister. The ball starts shortly, and I've forgotten how to get there.
But the invitation gave you the directions.
Yes, but she's gone and lost her ball bearings.
Don't you like this ornament I'm wearing? It was designed by Henry VIII for Anne Boleyn's neck.
No, you look silly wearing an axe.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, here I am, all alone, all by myself. Just little Cinders left on the shelf without a joke to tell us.
Cole, it's me, your fairy godmother.
You're no fairy, you haven't got any wings.
I'm modernized, yet. It's Cinders. I came in answer to your wish for a packet of chips and a piece of fish.
I didn't wish for that.
No, I must have got me orders mixed. Oh, yes, you wanted to go to the ball. Well, I waved my magic wand, and so a beautiful evening gown.
Oh, isn't it lovely? It's one of the lightest. It's made of glass.
Is it? I'll have to look into that. And now, for your coach and four, find a pumpkin. Or better still, I'll sell you one. They're very reasonable.
Now, hang on. You're the fairy godmother, not Mr. Hercules.
Oh, well. I take a pumpkin from the ground and wave my magic wand around. A golden cage I'll make you find. You can sit inside or hang on behind.
Oh, fairy godmother, how wonderful.
But midnight is the time you knock off.
Don't worry, I'll be sure to clock off.
Well, Cinders, you look completely stunning. That princey boy's not in the running.
Well, off I go to the royal ball, down at the local mechanics hall.
Hey, are you two sisters fair dinkum? You don't really look like that, do you? I mean, you're only dressed up to look like a totem pole, aren't you?
Why, Prince, other men have told us that we are as pretty as a picture.
Yeah, not suitable for general exhibition. Hey, cop onto the sort that just walked in.
She's walking very fast.
She has to keep up with the front of her dress. Excuse me while I dilly-dally with the dolly. I can see me asking for her hand.
But, Your Highness, if you wish to wed, my sister and I are of age.
Yeah, of the stone age. Ah, my pretty one. May I have the next mazurka?
I am honored. Clock. I must away, or beat it, as the Yanks would say.
She's gone. She's amscrayed. Opted, it, fled. The blinking dame's left me for dead.
Look, on the stairs. It's there, quite large.
Oh, blimey, it's a landing barge. Oh, no, it's not. It's a small glass shoe. Just the thing to see her through. I'll search the land until I find the dame what left this shoe behind. When I find her, I will wed. But now I've got a rotten head.
Oh, dear. To think that only last night I danced with the prince and he was so light on my feet.
Arise for his majesty the prince. Be upstanding for his royal highness. Come on, folks. Give the lad a round of applause.
Your Majesty, I go down on my bended knee.
I've got a better idea than that. Go down on mine.
What brought you here, Your Highness?
My bicycle. But last night at the ball, the lady of my dreams ran off and left this shoe. I searched for the foot it fits.
I heard that, and it's my shoe.
Oh, no, it's not. It's mine. I'll try it on.
After me. I'll have a fit.
If you want to know anything about having fits, I can help in an advisory capacity.
Not that sort of thing. No. This lady must try my shoe.
Oh, Cinders? She wasn't at the ball last night.
I was so too. Oh, I said the wrong thing.
Aha! I know now that you are the girl who belongs to this slipper.
But how do you know? I haven't even tried it on.
I know, but you just put your foot in it.
And before we leave you, remember to call at your chocolate counter for delicious, delectable Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. You'll find there's deep flavor, solid nourishment in every thick, creamy square. You'll also thrill to that milk. Milk, fresh, creamy milk in every deep bite. Everywhere, Dairy Milk Chocolate stands out in front for popularity. That's because of its outstanding, smooth, creamy flavor. Buy a block of Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate tomorrow. It's the finest chocolate money can buy. And the reason why more people are saying, I want Cadbury's. In tonight's Christmas edition of the Cadbury Show, you heard Minnie Love as Minnie, Kevin Brennan as our old friend Purse, Frank Strain as Mr. Hercules, Sheila Sewell as Miss Hipswich. Songs by Babs McKinnon and Alan Coe to the music of Wilbur Kentwell. Now, this is Reginald Goldsworthy saying good night and the compliments of the season from Elsie, your Cadbury star, Rita Ponsford.